Good morning, JM. Welcome back.
What's up, guys? Hey. Good morning. It's good to be back.
Yeah, great.
How are y'all?
Great to hear your voice coming in loud and clear.
Did you get
the new tie line? Is that the new tie line number? Is that where?
Yeah, not number. Yeah.
Look
at me.
Yeah. So yesterday it was crazy. About 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I told Roger, you know, we get prep stuff every day through services. And you were in there, you know, because you had made your announcement at your first concert back in Illinois the other day. And there you go. There's our buddy in there getting listed as a national story.
You made it.
Yeah. I'm so proud to have made the news.
We're glad to have you back. You know, the last time
it's good to be back.
Yeah, the last time we talked, I think we just said pretty much what you had said. Hey, listen, Justin needs to take some time to focus on his health. And that's where we sort of left it, and that was 4 or 5 weeks ago. And then you've sort of let everybody sort of know what's been going on. So for our audience, it's prime time. Why don't you just give them the story, what you decided to do 4 or 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you guys discussed it yesterday.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny because I was thinking – man, how you gonna handle this? You know, you gonna talk about this? You're not. And I've been really honest with my fan base my entire career, which is one of the reasons that I've had a career in music and a successful one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I thought, I went on stage. Let's see, our first show back was Thursday, and I had no idea how I was gonna handle it. And about.
Yeah.
2 or 3 minutes before I did what I did, I decided that's pretty typical of me, just fly by the seat of my pants kind of deal.
Right.
And handled it the way I did. And but, yeah, just for those out there listening that maybe didn't see it, hear it, whatever, I let my drinking kind of get out of control. Not kind of, did. And I've drank for 21 years. I was 21 when I first drank, and now I'm 42. So never had an issue until, COVID, as it did a lot of folks, I've learned. Over the past month and a half or whatever, it screwed me up, man. The stress and the pressure and the anxiety from, you know, worrying about paying my crew and band and all that. It's not an excuse. I'm just telling you what the reasons for me are. And Roger knows, you know, when you go somewhere like I did, you know, you discuss all these things and you kind of figure out the triggers and why and all that. And for me, that was the trigger. And you said it last night, Baz, I just got in a vicious cycle that I could not break out of and thought I could do it on my own, and tried that for a while and realized, you know what, that's not working. That's not working very good.
Right.
So, I just came home one night off from off the road and told Kate, I got to go. I got to do something because this is not who I want to be. It's not who I am as a person, and I'm just not happy with myself. And obviously she was very supportive, as were my mom and dad. Everybody was. You guys, everybody at the bus. I mean, it's been overwhelming and humbling. How great everybody's been and how supportive. And even, you know, on the road with, I mean, obviously my band and crew and everybody, but the fans, I mean, and I told them the other night, I started saying what you guys played last night, every night on stage. We had 3 shows back to back to back, and everybody cheered, of course, you know, and I said, look, this is not something to applaud, you know,
right.
But I'm going to be better for you guys, the fans, I'm going to try my best to be better for family, friends, et cetera, but most importantly, You know, my wife and kids, and a better example for my kids in particular, and God. So, yeah, it's been a strange but really, really good last 36 days. This is my 36th day sober, and that sounds like nothing in the grand scheme of things, but to me, it's a heck of a lot. Yeah. And I feel like myself for the first time in a long time, in a year or more, and I'm actually proud of myself for the first time in a year or two. So, you know, as we discussed last night, I don't know if I specifically answered your question.
Yeah, you did.
But
yeah.
I think everybody listening knows by now too. Golly, I've been doing this 5 years now, which is hard to believe. Yeah. But I'm an open book. I mean, I'm happy to answer any questions or I get more specific. Or what? I mean, I don't know that I answer specifically, but that's kind of a 10,000-foot view of what's going on and what has been going on. And so I feel great. I'm happy, you know, and I'm super, super thankful to all my family and friends and you guys, as I said earlier, but specifically, you know, my wife and kids for being so awesome and being there for me instead of shaming me. I feel ashamed enough as it is, you know, of myself, but I'm thrilled to be back, and thank you guys for having me back.
Well, so. I was gonna say too, well said, and second of all, I thought it's interesting, and we're gonna let Roger respond too, because we didn't know how you might respond. There's no question the best way is to be honest.
Yeah, me either.
Well, the best way, you know, we saw it with Tommy. The best way is, and I think people out there who listen or who listen to you at concerts or you listen to the show, they want honesty. They want, don't you agree, Roger? They want, like, Tommy to say,
I agree.
You tried a lot of people, and it doesn't do you any good. The other thing, though, Justin, I thought was interesting, your first time on stage, you made the comment to go, hey, listen, I'd like to, since I'm going through this, if I'm going to go through it, love to be able to help, maybe help some others. You know, Roger's done that for a long time and gets a lot of messages every day. Maybe not anything, maybe sometimes Roger talks to somebody. Sometimes it's just the example that you set that, you know, Roger, you do. And that, Justin, I think you've realized you've got a platform and you might be, just like Darren McFadden, you might be able to encourage others to do it too, to help, you know, help them.
Dude, by the way, D-Max sent me a really, really nice voice memo yesterday. It was very kind of him. I look forward to talking to him. Heck, maybe we can do something together along with Rog. And that's definitely my goal. I said that on stage too, and I appreciate you bringing that up. I left that out, but it's my goal from now on. Obviously, to set a better example for my kids, as I said. But you know, the Bible says, "To whom much is given, much will be required." I believe that's Psalms. I'll have to look it up. But I did a lot of Bible reading for the last 5-6 weeks. So you guys are aware of the charity things that I do, and that I'm going to try my best to help as many people with this situation from now on as well. I don't know what that'll look like, but even the guys and gals I was in there with, they're like, man, you have such a platform. They actually use that word. You can help so many people. And so I'm gonna do my best to do that. I don't know in what capacity or what that's going to look like, but I look forward to that in the future as well.
Roger, today we said, because you last night, you go, you, hey, no, I said like 32. You go, no, 35. And Roger, you looked up. How
36
many,
today.
36 today. Roger, Roger looked up his number. What, Roger, what was your number today?
7,092.
7,092.
Yeah, listen, it's one of those things that for the longest time, I think I did remember the days.
What's the date, Rog? Because I know you can spit it out.
Yeah, that's February 12th, 2007. Yep. That was the date. February 12th,
June 8th, 26.
I'm three. Ready? There it is right there.
Well, you know what? I think it's.
There's a lot of people out there that are saying their same date right now as well.
You bet. You know, and I think, too, I think it's interesting that, you know, Roger, it's nice when you have somebody and you have other people around you like Roger or whoever, D-Mac, that been there, done that. Listen, and you're not the only one, you know, and you know, Roger knows exactly what you're going through, know all the 12-step stuff. And you guys were going back and forth about that last night, I thought. Because I've heard Jessica
it's
talk about
talk.
That.
It's code talk. It was like CB lingo. We don't know what that means. Yeah. You know, yesterday in the airport.
Like you have your own language, Roger.
You do.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. In the airport yesterday, when they call out Zone 8, which is the last zone that we get on the plane, it was Zone 8, and you know me, I'm just trying to have a good time. I go, yeah, Zone 8, woo! I do that. The lady stopped. She stopped in mid-conversation after I said that. And when I get up there, she goes, sir, are you okay? I went, yeah. She immediately thought I was drunk. She wanted to make did I need any help? And I go, No. I said, I looked at it, I said, no. I am 100% sober. I said, I'm just having a good time. I have a sobriety coin in my pocket, is what I told her right there. Steve's right beside me. She goes, well, congratulations. She goes, I am sober too.
Yeah,
and
so
she gave out her
date. Oh, very cool.
She gave out her
date
and all that. And I said, very good. I said, I'm just excited.
You never know. You never know who is going through the same thing you did. And, absolutely. Roger, I think it's interesting because Justin asked you last night, you know, did you go through rehab? And you talked about just like it. But what's interesting about Rogers, JM, I forgot about that until he reminded us last night. Your 30 days, you had to do with work. You could not miss work. So you had to do your treatment during work.
Yeah. So I took 2 weeks off. And, of course, at that time, you still had it was a big thing to – I don't know if it was the Family Leave Act or whatever it is that falls under. So I took 2 weeks vacation. And for 2 weeks, I got up in the mornings and cleaned the house, did breakfast, did all that, go to a meeting at noon, and then later on that afternoon, I would go to a – then come back, do housework, do whatever, and then go to a meeting, then go to Bridgeway. That's where I went, to Bridgeway, for 30 days. My insurance covered it for 30 days. If you've ever seen the movie with Sandra Bullock, 28 days, that's where that comes from, 28 days. And then you coin out is what here's your coin. Well, I coined out because my insurance ran out, and that's it. That's what
it is. I mean, listen, that's exactly, you know, not everybody can do it. I think that's a great point.
That's right. So then 2 weeks after that, when I go back to work, I go to work, lunch, went to a meeting. After work, I went to back to Bridgeway and did that for a couple of years to do that, to go to meetings and all that. I'd go to a different town whenever I was working and find out where the meetings were at that point, at that time, and I'd go to a meeting there in Hot Springs or El Dorado or wherever it would be. Now, you're in a different ball game than I am, Justin. Granted that you can go into a meeting anywhere you want to, and you can go into any town that you want to, but your celebrity status might prohibit you from, you know, because you don't want to distract from the meeting itself, let alone from you getting something out of it. So with your connections and all that, there's got to be some sort of celebrity deal that you might be able to do. I do think it's important that you go to a meeting or at least talk to somebody.
You've got Zoom options and all those things.
Yeah. You can Zoom me.
I do think it's interesting. This whole discussion is Justin is a little surreal.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, it's just, you know, we obviously Tommy went through this same kind of thing, but the main thing, Justin, man, you know, we've been concerned too.
Yeah.
You know, we've been able to watch and knew that you were in a cycle of tough stuff there, and when you said, hey, I can't do it by myself, Baz, I got to get me some help, I was like, man, great. That's what you know, we wanted to hear. That's the biggest decision you make, you know.
Yeah, it was. And Rodgewell knows, because, you know, I tried it on my own a handful of times, and then you got to go a couple months and then fall off the wagon or whatever. And but you have to, at least for me anyway, and I think this is maybe the case for most, if not all people, until you decide that you're going to do it because you want to do it for yourself. Obviously, you want to do it for your family, et cetera. But unless you want to do it for yourself, at least for me, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
Because I'm terrible about, if you tell me to do something, I ain't going to do it. And if you tell me don't do something, I'm probably going to do it. And so it's got to be my idea. And I thank God that he put that on my heart. And Raj can tell you, I'm sure he would agree with me. It's like when I got saved 30 years ago, it's such a weight lifted off of your shoulders.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you just go, you know what? I'm an alcoholic. I yeah. got problems.
Yeah, you bet.
And that's okay. It's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
I've learned that over the past, you know, 5 weeks or yep. whatever.
Yeah, words of wisdom there.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to be a part of the show, if you want to send Justin a message, 661-1037, we'll share the messages by text, or we'll read some of them on the air. Yeah. We'll take a break.
It still was 7:15 when you called in.
Oh, I know. You know I had to do that on purpose.
Not,
I told you that
gonna,
last night.
You're not going to be on time.
I know.
It doesn't matter. Sober or not, you're not
going to
be on time.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. That's all it is.
That's what he does.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, yeah. Great to be back.
Feels like home.
That's good. Right. All right. We'll take a break. Come back and visit with our buddy John Daly.